This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Stanley County Commissioners accepted a $2-plus million grant for the 911 Communications Center. And here is 911 Director Kyle Griffin with that request.
Stanley County was recently awarded a grant from the North Carolina 911 Board. This grant, the scope of it is for the proposed 911 and Emergency Operations Center. The county was awarded $2,414,424.11. The 911 Board employs a tiered approach to funding grants using the North Carolina Department of Commerce tier designation. As a Tier 2 county, we were eligible up to 85% of our total grant request, and I'm pleased to tell you tonight that we received the max, which is 85% of our total request. The grant funds are designated for a portion of construction and other associated 911 costs as defined by the grant agreement. Included as part of the grant is professional services from Mission Critical Partners for technology management and facility migration support. Mission Critical has been instrumental in our public safety data system transition, as well as facility design review and several other projects. Their knowledge and resources have proved to be extremely beneficial on such complex projects. Tonight, I'm requesting your consideration on the following items: adopt a budget amendment recognizing the grant proceeds in the amount of $2,414,425 rounded in the ETSF account, consider appropriating fund balance for the portion of the mentioned professional services not covered in the grant in the amount of $30,000. And lastly, authorize staff to execute a contract with Mission Critical Partners based on the included statement of work for technology management and facility migration support for the proposed 911 EOC facility. And I'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
Stanley County Commissioners also updated the county's internet policy to comply with state statutes. And here is County Manager Andy Lucas explaining that.
Not exactly sure why the General Assembly felt we needed this policy. Seems like common sense that you wouldn't have employees using pornography on public computers, but in order to make sure that we are in compliance, we have updated the Section 7.21, our internet security policy, and added provisions to bring us into compliance with the general statute. And so those items are redlined in this. Obviously, once the board approves this, we'll take the red lines out and it'll become formalized in our policy. I'll be happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Greystone Day School said they are expanding opportunity for their high school students beginning next year. Building on its long-standing partnership with Stanley Community College, the school is offering students even greater flexibility to achieve their academic goals while preparing for future success. For many years, Greystone students have had the opportunity to take college-level courses through Stanley Community College, earning credits that are transferable to North Carolina public universities. Now, though, students will have the option to pursue an associate degree in select programs, completing this advanced qualification during their 4 years of high school. Students at Greystone can now tailor their education to meet their aspirations. And those aiming for admission to competitive four-year universities can focus on advanced placement courses to ensure they're prepared for the challenges of college-level academics. Students may opt to take college courses through Stanley Community College, accelerating their path to a bachelor's degree, often completing it in 3 years or less, or preparing to enter the workforce with an associate's degree. In the future, some college courses will be taught as seated classes on the Greystone campus, further enhancing accessibility and convenience for students. Helen Nance, Chief Administrative Officer, said, "This new opportunity aligns perfectly with Greystone's mission to prepare students for the rigors of college and beyond. Whether a student envisions a future in competitive university or entering the workforce, we're committed to supporting their individual goals." West Stanley Fire Department said that their fire calls for the year were up. They reported 1,203 total calls for the year 2024, a 3% increase in call volume compared to 2023. Altogether, they had 9 working fires, 5 extrications, 5 flyouts, and 4 water calls. Stanley County Schools and City of Albemarle Fire Department wanted to recognize Jasmine Brown. She is a senior at Albemarle High School and a registered firefighter pre-apprentice for the city. Jasmine was one of the high school's first registered pre-apprentices. Student receives high school credits as part of the pre-apprentice program. After the school day, Jasmine joins the City of Albemarle Fire Department to job shadow and participate in firefighter training. She's done everything from ladder and hose training to fire prevention programs. Jasmine said pre-apprenticeship is a great opportunity. It shows you what the work is like firsthand. And I'm really grateful to my teachers and mentors for the chance to learn, said Jasmine Brown. Supporting pre-apprenticeship programs aligns directly with the City of Albemarle's strategic effort to improve workforce training. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wsbc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Sunny today, highs near 38. Mostly clear tonight, low around 18. Snow moves in tomorrow afternoon, high near 37. Tomorrow night, snow mixes with freezing rain and sleet. 1 to 3 inches possible, low around 28. Saturday clears up after a morning chance of snow and rain, high near 43. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
The voice of reason in an unreasonable world. The Rick Burgess Show.
We're back. Thank you for being with us today. A brand new hour, and we are looking forward to chatting with you. Our numbers, surely you're learning them now, the new numbers, 888-6-BIG-BOX. If you'd like to text the show, and like I say, yesterday we had a few handles on the texting, but I think we've resolved that today. So